grunted again. Be back. Sure. I descended the steep, slippery stair, muscles aching, anticipating the weight of the sack I would be carrying when I came back. What could Goblin want? Probably a decision on something trivial. That runt and his monocular sidekick religiously avoid taking on any responsibility. I run the old crew most of the time because nobody else wants to bother. We have established ourselves in an area of tall brick tenements close to the wall southwest of the North Gate, which is the only gate still fully functional. From the first hour of the siege, we have been improving our position. Mogaba thinks in terms of attack. He does not believe a war can be won from behind stone walls. He wants to meet the Shadowlanders on the wall, to throw them back, then to charge outside and stomp them. He launches spoiling raids and nuisance attacks to keep them wobbly. He won't prepare for the possibility that they might get inside the city in significant numbers, although almost every attack puts Shadowlanders on our side of the wall before we can concentrate enough to push them back. Someday, sometime, things won't go Mogava's way. Someday, Shadow Spinner's people are going to grab a gate. Someday, we are going to see full-scale city war. That is inevitable. The old crew is ready, Mogaba. Are you? We will become invisible, your arrogance. We have played this game before. We read the annals. We will be the ghosts who kill. We hope. Shadows are the question. Shadows are the problem. What do they know? What will they be able to find? Those villains have not been called Shadow Masters just because they love the darkness. Chapter 8. With the exceptions of three hidden doors, all entrances to the company's quarters have been bricked up. Likewise, every window opening below third-floor levels. Alleys and breezeways are now a maze of death traps. The three usable entrances can be reached only by climbing outside stairways subject to missile fire their entire rise. Where we could manage, we have fireproofed. For the Black Company, there's no inactivity during the days of siege. Even One Eye works, when I can find him. Every man stays too damned busy and too damned tired to dwell upon our situation. After entering a concealed entrance known only to the brothers of the old crew, the crows and bats, the shadows, the Nguyen Bao watchers down the street, and any gnar who care to keep track of the North Barbican, I trundled down flight after flight of steps. I reached a basement where Big Bucket dozed beside a lonely, fitful little candle. Quiet though I was, he cracked an eyelid. He wasted no breath on a challenge. A ramshackle twisted wardrobe tilted against the wall behind